We milled the sugya of Achokis in Hilchas Nida. Yesterday we went through Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. Sif Aleph, the idea of Bimakil Larayas, the idea of Schoik, Kals Roish, perfume, and Kedoyma. Sif Beis, the Indian of Nikio, Heshoto, Zriko, and its parameters. Today we'd like to focus on the Indian of things Negeh Ta'achila. And best of the three parts to it, the idea of eating from one table, the idea of Ka'or Achas, one plate, and third sugya of Shur Koisa Michael, the leftover food and drink. In my mokum, this Indian is best before Shemishnah, we mentioned already in Shabbos, Nafi Aleph, Le Yechol Azov Mazovo, Mipne Hergol Avero. A person cannot eat with a Zovo, we mentioned already a case of a Nido, Mitzal Sugya of Hergol Avero. Now, what does that mean exactly, the Beis Yosef being Zan Machlex among the Rishonim? The Rambam, he understands it means Ka'or Achas. You cannot share one plate. However, Rav Yishonim, they understand that means you cannot eat at one table, Shulchan Echad. That's the Raivir, the Ramban, Sefer Truma, Smag, Rosh, Rajba, Ran, Tor, all brought down the Beis Yosef. There is a third Shita, the Miri, the Orchas Chaim. They say the get over here is you cannot eat on one table, discussing only when the table is a small table. In those days, they sat only one or two people. But in a large table like Bizman Azeh, they won't say it's mutter. Now the Maisa Stimus Rishonim are not Machalik, and therefore Halach LaMaisa the Mechaber Bigzan, we are Machma, you cannot eat B'Shulchan Echad. The reason why a person cannot eat on one table is Shel among the Rishonim. I mean, again, we have an Issa, a person cannot eat over here. Now again, this Issa over here is Sai, whether you're doing it B'Kfias, whether you're doing it to sit down to have a large meal. Pashkam among the Chorim say, even just sitting down, stand for a small snack over here, eating one thing is something small, next to your wife. The loch is, there's no chilik over here, you have to have a hecker in between. Now the reason why to be machman shulchan echad, the way how the Ravid that's brought down by the Ran, he says the side of the Isser is, because if you be makel a shulchan echad, you might come to eat b'kor achas. It's a chok and nichl in the Isser of eating from one plate. The way how the Rosh, and the Benaruchim, the way how they bring it down, the svov to be machman not eating from one table, it's had the sugya of chibo, of kravis. Eat and make a bond next to a person. The derech of making a bond is with food. Everyone knows by simcha, we always have food together. That makes a bond through the case of food. To mention afkaminas, the achronim speak out, does it depend upon this or not? Bringing down different points over here. First, this halacha is eating on one table. What about drinking on one table? That means you want to have a coffee next to your wife. She has a coffee, you have a coffee. Is there a problem over here? Come on, Tzitzel Yezzi wants a taino. It should depend upon the reason. If the reason, because you might come to eat from the other person's plate. By a plate, he wants to say, it's shach to eat it b'vas achas, same time. But drinking is not possible to drink at the same time. Therefore, maybe Chazal did not put an issa over here. Masha Enkin, if he said over here, like the Rosh, mitzad the sugya of having a chibo, a bond, sitting next to a person, having a coffee, going out, of course there's a chibo, a scarvis over here. Masha Tzitzel Yezzi wants to be makel over here. The chaynim are not makel. They say before Shemana Gerishin that's machmer. The person can say not this way. Either they want Taina Kastias Shaykh Zeach Hazeh, and therefore we have a chok even for that. Or more than that, Shtias Nichol Neged of Achilo, and therefore we're not going to be machalik. And the loch is we hold Sai eating one table, Sai drinking one table. We need the sugar of we have this issue over here. We need a het of a hecker. A second, Kim to the Achor Mike speaking out, is let's say your wife is eating milchiks and you're eating fleishiks. Let's say it's Moshe Shabbos. She's eating pizza. You're having leftover cholent. So the lochin in your day of Sim Peiches is that a person by basa b'cholov, you need to have a hecker over there. One's eating basa, other one's eating cholov. You have to have a hecker. The question is, what happens when she's in nida? Do you need to have a case of a second hecker over here? Says the Madani Osher, it really depends upon the reason. If the reason is you should not come to eat from the other person's plate, so the hecker that works by basa b'cholov should also work by the case of nida. If the yisoid is should be different than what you always do, otherwise you have a bayah of a skarvas of a chibah to remind you to make a difference. Every time she has milchiks, you have fleishiks, the mice you have a hecker. So maybe for that reason, she need to come along and have two akerim over here. Mice of the achoinim, they do not go this way, whether it's Ramoshu or Vosner. Chaim and Nissen, they come along and say, come on, everyone, the Maisa to be Mekel. the svara they're coming from either could say, because the ik is like the rivet, that the loch over here is you might come to eat from the other person's plate, and therefore the hakka works. Or you could say maybe we have the Rambam, which does not hold any is at all, eating it on one table. Or even according to the Rosh, the svara over here as the skarbis and the chibo, we could say the hekka does both. Number one, it tells you not to eat from somebody else. And number two, since there's shina going on over here, it also stops the chibo and the skarbis over here. If they're not giving the lechonim speak out, it's a shame at work. That means again, if we go back to Yerodeus and Peches, Kivegir Begzana Gan Melech, they said the shame by Bas Bechol does not work. Because maybe Mesiach Das cannot watch constantly, and the shame does not work. The shaila is maybe, to Mechal could say, but neither does work. Because if you tell me this side over here, a shamer, it's like to remind you not to take from other person's plate. So therefore, there's a reason over here to say, just like by Bas Bechol does not work, who did my need does not work. But if the aside is because you want to not something to stop you having these special escarves and the chibam bond, everyone knows you have someone standing over you and watching you, will take away from the romantic situation, and maybe the shim the maisa would work. This case, the maisa among the chayim is a shiloh, someone be mekel over here, Rav Nasher Klein, Avnei Ashbel, Chukas Atayro, others the maisa won't be machmer, like the case of Nido, like Basu Bechalov, Chodashonim, Chaim Kinyashki, Mishas Yosef. A shell among the achoinim. That means, so far we mentioned three nafkaminas. One we came out lakula, one lachumra by the case of shtiyah, one to machloik is the case of a shomer. In the geta shulchan, we really have to discuss 3 points in the geta lacha of eating a shulchan echad. Number one, what defines a shulchan? Number two, what is the heter that's nichlan inside the idea of heker? And number three, what everyone discusses the pischa tshuva. Is you an issur b'shulchan echad when other people are around? So take each one. First, sitting on one table l'maisa is usur. What happens if you're sitting at two other ends of the table? You fart one from another, is there a problem? So they bring it down on the ashur wants to tie it even to end of the table, light plug. But l'maisa the swarm do not seem to go this way. They tie it says either chodeshani or avosna marikoyin. They want to tie it to end of the table. You're not sitting together. That the mice should be mutter over here. Now, what is the gather of being far from each other? The way Avosa says over. The gather is you cannot reach to the other person's plate. That means, let's say a person is a couple seats over, you cannot get to their plate. That's not considered as if you're eating together. And therefore, you will not have the sigil of the bayah being mishulchan echad. However, they say, let's say you're eating zeh mul zeh, one opposite another. That's it, Shlomo Zalman, Avosa, Chaim. That lemaisa can't get to the other person's plate, that lemaisa will be a problem. And then you'll have to have the hecker. That means whether you sit side by side or opposite one to another, you will need to have a case of a hecker, unless it's an arm's distance, you cannot reach and get to her plate. Now, the get to having a table, what happens if you have no table? You sit down on a chair, you have a coffee, she has a coffee in her hand on a chair, and there's no table. Is there a din that a person has to have a table? Well, no, even without a table, still it's also. So Avosa says, the Svar Shabai is not the Mechalik. The Mishnah says, Yoichel Zav Mazava, does not say anything about the case of a Shulchan over there. He wants to be Machmer. I see most Svar might want to be Mekel. The words of Chazal is, not to eat a Shulchan Echad. We have a din of a Shulchan. And you could say, even Shah, the Mishnah, Zav Mazav means together, means through a case of a Shulchan. And therefore, they bring down the Yashiv. The Chodeshani, Rav Nasher Klein, Chaim Kinyashki, and Israel say that without a table, there's no problem. That means, again, you go out on a park bench, you want to sit down, you want to talk to one to another, one eats something, the other one eats something, you have a hecker in between, the Swam Wantaino, but Iker, you do not need one. Why? Because the halacha cannot eat a shulchan echad, and there is no shulchan over here. What happens when a person, he's on one table, and she's at another table, but the tables are side by side? The example that Chaim is really discussing, a case when you fly on an airplane. You sit next to one another, unless you have a bunch of kids. We sit next to each other, you put your tray down, she puts her tray down. This is when you fly in economy. And the trays are side by side. Do you have to have a hecker over there? Is that sit two different tables? There's no Issa Shulchan Echad? Or no? So again, you could say up a svara to be machim over here, the circle so if you're eating together. However, I see most firm, the Malakhtim is Bainainu, seem to understand, no, the loch is Shulchan Echad. And at the end of the day, the Maisi is not Shulchan Echad, and therefore a person can eat next to his wife on an airplane without having a hecker over there. The second aspect, Negiyat Shulchan, what happens if there are other people at the table? So you could say, it depends upon the svaras among the Rishonim. If the reason is a heck over here to remind you not to eat from somebody else's plate, the fact that other people are around, there's no reason to give you a reminder. But if the reason over here, because the reason Issa is beside the Iskarvus, and the Chiv you have one to another, everyone knows when other people are around at the table, it takes away the special bond that you want to make with your wife. You like to be, you want to be alone, and you do not have this special chashash over here, you can argue, when other people are around. Maisa, the Master Binyamin, the way that Pesach Teshuva understands him, he comes along and says, Allah l'maisa, that if other people are around, a person can be mekel when he's eating b'shulchan echad. Again, this is what it seems to be. There's no chibur or skarvus over here. Atzad Hasheni, the Zir'ah, Mafor Shirishon, the Bedek Kabayis, he comes along and says, no, you have to be one next to another, even other people around, you have to be machmer. He says, unless someone sits in between. Atzad Hashlishi, the Rashba, a third Shita, in Mishmer Shabbayis, on top of the Ra, says, no, even if people are in between, still it's Asar. That means you're sitting, there's someone in between, and your wife, and you can get to her plate, says Rashba, still it's Asar. That means to be clear, there are three different Shitas, negate the Halacha when other people are at the table. You have the Shita of the Mas Bin Yomen, put down by the Pesach Teshuva, that's always Mutter. We have the Shita of the Rashba that says always Asar. And the Ra seems to go in between, that depends if there are other people in between you or not. Halacha, I know that there are numerous Svarim Maisu HaMekel, numerous people of Maisu HaMekel, take out the Osar of the Maisu HaMekel. How it seems to me, the Halacha of more Bnei Yeshiva is the Maisu to be Machmer. Now why the Maisu to be Machmer, we have a Mas Bin Yamin. So Moshe says in Shuva, read the Mechaber, read the Amor, read the Taz, read the Shach. The Stimus HaPoiskim Maisu is there is no Chilik whether other people there or not. The Maisa to answer it. That means you read the Shulchan Aruch before you get the Pesach Teshuva or the Chidah on the side. The Maisa, the Mechaber, the Stimus is a Svarim, and the Maisa come along to be Machma over here. So I know the numerous people, the Maisa, who are Maisa Mekel. However, the Hanoga among more Bnei Torah, the Maisa is to be Machma. However, how far to be Machma, they go like the Ra'or Shito. That once somebody's in between, says the Chadnish, that the Maisa is enough. That means Rosh Hamazam, Chaim Knievsky, the Chodshani. Once somebody is in between, we'll go like the Ra, we won't go more than that, and go like the Rashba over here. So once we have the Sanhoga, that the Torah are usually machla for, then even when other people are around, they'll have a heck over there. However, they do point out, they do also have a kul over here. That means you need to lead to the next thing, to get Shulchan Echad. Again, we have three things. What defines a Shulchan? What's the getter of a hecker? And other people at the table. So what defines really a heck over here? What is a hecker? That means, everyone understands, you sit down by the table, your wife's next to you, you have to have a hecker on the table, sight for him and sight for her, said the Paiskim. Both of them have to know there's a hecker over here. And the Paiskim say it has to be in between them. And that means it should not be in the middle of the table, it should be in between the husband and the wife over here. And they both have to know about it. The main challenge they discuss is, does the hecker have to have height to it? It has to be tall, has to have some height to it. How tall is Shalom among the Svarim? Rav Kamenetsky says at Tefach, does it have to have a case of height over here? So, come along the Tzemach Tzedek, and it brings down the Taz, in Yerdei and Simpeches. The Taz says by Menorah has to have some height to it. And therefore, numerous Malachtim, numerous Svarim, Bizmanenu, come along and say that a Heker has to have some height to it. Height. Now, come along, the Achorin, they point out, it's true that Tzemach Tzedek, and you read, come out all the Malachtim, they say this halacha, need to have height. But read the Torah. The Torah says halacha is shum heker, any heker. Read the Mechaber. The Mechaber says shum shinoi, any shinoi. Read the Chochmas Adam. Read the Kitz Shulchan Aruch. Read the Aruch HaShulchan. The Lashon is either shum shinoi, eza shinoi. They say these Lashonis, that means anything. Now, Vazda points out, the Lashon of the Paiskim is anything. No one says anything on the page. Stimus of Paiskim sounds like whether there's height, there's no height. The Bezil Obach says not only that, that's what they did in the Maisa. They made sure the thing had any height, that'll be enough. The Maisa, again, it seems to be that the Moin Am goes on to be more Machmer, the Mlaktim, or the Fad is, the Maisa to have some height to it. But in this case, when other people are at the table, then we'll go back to the Ikka Locha and make sure it can be even something that's small. That means there is a question to Eliashiv or B'chaim Kineski or the Minchas Kain or the Chaylevi and others, that even though we come along the Bnei Torah to be Machmer and say when other people are at the table, we have to have a hecker, but then we'll go back to the Ikka Locha when other people are at the table and it's enough to have a hecker that's small over here. We'll put a watch over there, we'll put our keys over there, we'll put a ring over there, then the mice is enough. So it comes out that the Anhoga, again, different Anhogas in Klai Yisrael, it's clear, the Anhoga by Bnei Torah, by numerous Bnei Torah, is the Maisa to be Machmer, and they'll make sure that it also has height to it. When other people, the Maisa, are around, then they'll put something small in between. Now this Hecker, I heard a Berker say over, has to be something that is not there, does not belong there. That means you get married, you put anything on the table, does not belong there. I have a bunch of kids, me on the table, there's always everything on the table. Has to be something that's hecker, that's nicker, that does not belong there. If things that are there all the time, you stand put on the table, that's not a hecker. Has to be something that is a hecker to remind you that this situation was going on. Fine, that's the first halacha, negate the sugya of Shulchan Echad. The second halacha is the second din of achila, is kar achas, eating one plate. Eating from one plate. That means the Rambam, he understands that's Pshan the Mishnah on Shabbos Taf Yud Aleph, Le'echol Zav Mazavo, they cannot eat from one plate. The words of the Ramban, the Rashba, that says it's Shulchan Echad, they say, Ein Tzarech Leimer, even Karachas. It's a Kolshkein. And therefore the Torah also brings it down, and the Svarim bring down that not only is it Shulchan Echad, we paskin even Karachas. You cannot eat from one table, and you cannot eat from one plate. Now once you cannot eat from one plate, the starting point they start with the Taz, is how do you have a serving plate that goes around the table? You take from the plate and you eat from that, and she takes from the plate and she's eating from that. Says the Taz, that since over here it's not miyuchud one for another, everyone takes from that serving plate and they put in a plate in front of them. I mean, he says you take it from the serving, you place it in your plate over here. So since you place it in your plate, you take it away from the serving, there's no problem. Now, the Isha Shaila, how far and what does Sam Pshat exactly in the Taz? First, say over a Moshe's Chiddush. He says over the Taz, the Olam Sur, the two Tshuvas, and Simen Tzadik Aleph, and Yodeis Chelek Aleph, and Simen Tzadik Beis, said the Seid of the Taz is that if you eat in a way that shows your Chibor, or your Skarvus, to your spouse, that's the Isser. Once he says that's the get of what the Taz is saying, that something you do special with her, and not with somebody else, it comes out in his two Tshuvas, two separate Isserim. Number one, he says, let's say I have a piece of chicken, and she has a piece of chicken. For both of us to eat on the same plate, that's a problem. Because people do not eat on the same plate unless they're special chibah between one and another, a special scarvus one to another. And therefore, taking two portions on one plate, that's also. So again, Moshe is saying, Yisrael over here, that even though it's two separate portions, I have chicken, she has chicken, but on one plate, that's one problem. In the next shuv, he says, not only that, let's say fakert. You have one portion, you have a roll, you have a bilkala. Before you eat it, you want to cut it in half, and she'll take half and I'll take half. That's one portion you want to share. Who shares one portion? Unless there's a special chibo or scarves between one another. Therefore, to share one portion is also nichli soda the is of karachas. You want to share a can of soda, you pour some in my cup, some in her cup. That's a problem. Why? Because that's nichl, the idea of Ka'ar Achas that shows our closeness one to another. That means the Moshe says, two Yisurim nichl and get of Ka'ar Achas. Because really the Ka'ar Achas has one Yisrael over here. Something that shows our closeness one to another. And something you would not do with another person, only with your wife. One case he says, what? Yeah, we'll get to that. Yes, yeah, yeah. Yes, he's saying that. He writes that in Tshuva. He says, you read the Tshuva. He says, rolls and drinks. He says that. That means that Moshe says, number one, a person cannot, again, take two portions of one plate. And number two, he says, you cannot share one portion. Now, to focus first on the second fact, that's Ve'Negeah, can you share one portion? Again, he says, his example in Tshuva is sharing either a can of soda or a roll. That's his example. Come along. Rabbi Forrest, in a Sefer, he writes, these words of Moshe is not found in the writings of any of the other Paiskim. That the fact that he took the Taz and extended more than the situation, the Taz is causing eating from a plate. But Moshe says, even in two plates is also, because that's the lumdus of the Taz. They said, that's the option of the Taz. Taz said, you cannot eat in one plate. It's discussing not the bond between one another, discussing the Metzias, eating from one plate to two plates. And the Forrest points out, none of the Svarim say this. Rav Nashter Klein, when he said that Moshe, he says, it's a pillow. Where do you get this from? The steamers of Poiskim is not like a Moshe to say this issue of sharing food before you eat it is a Chiddush. But Burkut says, a machmat al abrachal. However, the Pashas is not the way. The loch is, if you have two separate plates, even though you're sharing one portion, the Moshe should be mutter. Take this from Moshe a step further. They point out, according to Moshe, there'll be a kula, and according to others, there'll be a chumra. That means we're saying right now, to share a roll according to Moshe, we also, others want to say it's mutter. What about for carrot? You have this massive bag of popcorn, massive bag of potato chips, and the derech is everyone shares it. According to Moshe, this is something everyone shares, la'adavka, husband and wife, even though eating straight from it, the ma'aseh is mutter. Mash'enken, if you did not go like a Moshe, you understand eating from something straight from it is also, and the Taz says very clearly, you take it out from the serving and put it in your plate, then you have to take out the popcorn and put it in your plate. She has to take out her chips and put it in her plate. According to that idea, the simple reading of the Taz, it comes out sharing a big bag of chips or popcorn, l'mais will be also. And therefore, the Chodoshani, and the Barashulchon, and the Riashim, Sabachochmar, they ask a big bag of popcorn unless you put it down. But Berkowitz says, Maisa, to take on a Moshe's chumro if you want mach batel bracha, but take on a Moshe l'kulo, echnam a Moshe hold its mutter. L'maisa is a chiddush. The Svarim did not seem to go this way. That they said via the Issa coin the Taz is sharing from the same plate. A gamut says public serving plate. The Taz words are put it inside a plate. And if you want to take tail chips or garinim, you want to eat garinim, you have to put it down in front of you. Now once you have to put it down in front of you in a plate, the Berkowitz says, let's say you're in a car, you're driving. You have to take popcorn and put it somewhere. What do? You have no plate. It says you can put it in your other hand, that's nichel together of a plate. You can maybe argue the point, but he says the mice are putting it in your other hand, that's as if you put it somewhere else, and then you ate it. However, the Svarim do say, this halacha is discussing of taking off a big bag, we're discussing small things that need a bag. Popcorn needs a bag, tail chips need a bag, sunflower seeds need a bag. But let's say you have a case that does not need to have a plate over here. You have a bread. You have an apple. And in that situation, the question over here is something that's big. It's not that's nicker. In that case, the question over here is, does a person... In that situation, can you take it from the other person's plate and put it on my plate? Does that switch over here? That is what I want to say, l'chora, not that way. It's not nichol negedah of kor achas over here. It's not nichol negedah of bimah to take it from her plate and put it into your plate. So it comes out again, we have this idea of Kor Achas, the Maisa, we come on to be Machmer over here in Kor Achas, like the Rambam. The question, how far take you side? We have a Moshe's Chiddush over here, which has a Kul and a Chumro. And the Ilam seems to not go like a Moshe, and therefore when they have something that's small in a bag and want to take from it, Maisa and Svarim seem to be Machmer over here. The third din, Negeta eating, is the idea of Shur Meichel, leftover food. The Mamokum's Indian is Betzim, Ton Velio, Elio is Isho. Ochel imi v'shas imi. Do you eat with him? Do you drink with him? And she said, yes. Baruch ha'mokum v'shohargu. Build upon this. We come along. We see this halacha of leftover drink and leftover food. Now, Loshon the Ramah, when he brings it down, his words are, Loshon yesh oimim, negeta achila. That means we have sif gimel, leftover food, and we have sif dal, leftover drink. So first, negeta, leftover food. The Ramah brings down, Loshon yesh oimim. The Shach says, Loshon yesh oimim, adi rabo. The ikur is achilo, and shtir is learned out from the case of achilo. Fine, it's a mavucha, why he said that way, yeshomim. L'maisa b'nei ashkenaz b'ikur amachmer. The b'nei svar, they point out, do not bring down this halacha. Do not say this halacha of Shur Meichel. If you look over the base Yosef, he brings down the Orchis Chaim to be meichel. And therefore, the Yabi Oimon, the Merikash, the Maisa, want to be meichel from the b'nei svar. Mashenke, the Benishchai, the Dakar Torah, they want to be machmer. So there is a shal in the gate leftover food if a person has to be machmer or not. The Maisel, the Ashkenaz, we certainly are Machmer. Now, the question is, how far to take this getter of leftover food? That means first we have a Pesach Tshuva, it brings down the Yad Elio, the getter, tabak, snuff. He wants time that's not nichel and getter of food. Food, we have a special Isser, there's a chiba through eating and drinking. Do you snuff? There is no problem. It's not nichlis iser. Therefore, he has snuff, or she has snuff. He can take her leftovers. Fine, not to a negaya. The Sron point out, therefore, you want to use her toothbrush, her toothpaste, medicine, deodorant. These are all not nichl and get of Shur Meichel. Shur Meichel has to be food and drink, not things that are not nichl and get of food and drink. That lemaisa is mutter. Now, once we have this Isser Shur Meichel, the question is, do we have a terem over here? That means, Olam saw the Taz, he says, just like in Sif Dalid, we have four terem plus one. That means, negate is Shur Meichel. Negate is Shur Shtiyah. The Ramah brings down, we have a heter of number one, someone being mafsik in between. Number two, if you switch cups. Number three, if she left. And number four, if you did not know. V'oid, also we have plus one. The halach over here is that a wife is mutter from the husband. That means you have four term, plus there's no issa upon the wife to have the leftovers. That halach by shtia, do we apply by achila? It's coming with Taz. And he says, the halach of shtia or the klalim, that means there are four halachas plus one, also apply by the case of achila. That's a simple reading of the Taz. The Elam should have seen the Ramayish and Shuvah. In Yodaya Chelk Aleph, Simit Tzadik Aleph, he writes over there in the gate having chicken in the plate. He says, Mitzad Shur Meichel Leka Takona. You're stuck. Shur Meichel, there's no way to masakin it. We just said over, four ways plus one, the Moshe says, you're stuck over here. So Moshe and Shuvah in Yodaya Chelk Gimel and Simon Yud, he comes to explain what he meant in the Shuvah by us in Chelk Aleph, Simit Tzadik Aleph. He says there are different types of foods. There's a food, what he calls kachilas daisa, portridge, that forms inside the plate, that has a getter like shtiyah. Things that are like shtiyah, that he wants to has their terim. Mashenking things that are like chicken, does not form to the plate, does not come part of the plate, is not part of the plate, people are more makbid. So the chiddush, that people, they get to shtiyah, people are less makbid than the case of achilo. Therefore, when there's a meichel as a getter like shtiyah, like daiso, then they'll have their terim. Mashenkein, people will not eat someone else's leftovers. Therefore, in the getter to your wife, we're going to be more machmer on achilo, more than the case of shtiyah, because whatever people will not do, that the only reason why your wife is eating it, or really you're eating it, because you have a special escarvus one to another, that we want to not have during this matziv when she's a nidah. So Moshe says a massive chiddush to how to define the words of the Taz. The Taz, when it says the heter by achila, is only things that do not are things that are like daiso, but like chicken and things like that, there's no heter. This massive chiddush, I see also Yaakov Kamnetsky and Mr. Yaakov, he says that way. However, the pashas is the words of Be'er Moshe and Shuvah is a tmiya gedayla. Go read the Taz. Read the Stimus of Poiskim. No one's mechalik. That's Aleph. Void, Ravida points out, if you think about what's the lumdus over here, the Moshe says people are more makbin on oichel over shtiyah. The most people, I went around the Chabura last time, I asked people, what are you more makbin about a person's cup, what he drank from, the backwash, or a person more makbin about the leftover chicken? The Olam Be'ikah says they're more makbin about drinking from somebody else than eating from somebody else. Therefore, Ravida, when he brings down Moshe, said, Sarachin, the Metzias does not seem to be that way. And Be'etzem, if you read the Siddur Torah over here in Sifkon Ches, he wants to answer the Shach's kasha against Ramah. The Moshe says, "Belosh yesh oimrim." The Shach says, "Adu Rabo." It's not that way. Fakert, there's more reason to be makel by the case of the achila in the case of shtiyah. Says the Siddur Torah, that's not so. By shtiyah, there's more chib over there because people do not drink after somebody else, like we say in Or Chaim Simukuf Ayin Mashenke in the case of achila. So wherever Siddur Torah, and I think the Metzias is that way, that people are more makbid in the case of shtiyah, in the case of achilo. So Maisha, therefore the Taras Tabayis of Ad Yosef, of Liashiv and others, the sage of Tmiya, Dov and Niflami many, how in the world could Moshe say this Chiddush over here, Chaim Knievsky? So if you'd ask me this question, what to go do, if a person can be makel in chicken going from one plate to another plate, Pasha, you'd say yes, that's the Taz. But Maisha, I do know that, for example, in Lakewood, the sage of Pritairo, and the old Sarah, both of them come to be choshev on Moshe. Meister the choshev over here. I know in Torah Das, they teach like a Moshe, like a Rav Kamnetsky. The Meister the Machm over here. So it comes out that the Moin Am Api, read the Taz, sounds like by Achilo, all Achilo, you have a heter to switch plates over here. You'll have a heter of someone drinking, eating in between. The Meister, we have a Chiddush by Moshe that's dafkin things that are like Daiso, that have a getter like Shtiyok, Ilo Shtiyok, forms to the plate, mashenking pieces of chicken kudoimo will not have this heter. Now, Maisa Moshe, even though he says it is no heter, Pashas, in a case where he does not know about it, or the four terim plus one, Chori is only discussing three of them over here. That means the idea plus one, she can have the leftovers, Pashas no chilek, whether it's something that is Michael, that's like chicken or daiso. Voi, the fact that he does not know about it, also Lechor, there's no difference whether it's daiso or Michael. That means that Moshe coming along to be Machmer, number one, there's no het and chicken putting another plate. Number two, someone being mafsig in between. And number three, in the case that she left over here. However, the Chaim do speak out that even though Moshe says this idea to Michalik and others want to disagree, blessing the Kimto, when Evan agrees you do not need the plate, that means the case of bread, does not need a plate, would you have a het of Shir Michael over here? Come on, Min Chesitzchok, Shlomo Zalman, Avos, and others say no. They agree to this concept a little bit. That means a case where you have this bread, you want to take it from her plate to your plate, that does not gain anything, because everyone knows you eat bread on the table. There's no plate that's associated with the bread. An apple is not associated with it. Chicken, you eat in a case of a plate over here. The last thing, Sifdala, Loch of Shirei Kais, leftover drink. Now again, the Gate of Zalocha, we clearly have four terim plus one. Again, we have the heter, somebody mafsik in between. A case where you switch from one cup to another cup. A case over here when a person does not know about it. And a case where she left. V'oid, this is the whole entire issue of leftovers only upon him and not put upon her. Now, they do discuss what is the getter of leaving. What does it mean leave? Shalom on Gisfarim, someone titled leaving means you left the room. And someone say what it means you left fully. You went to work over here. Shalom on Gisfarim, yesh v'yesh over here. Maybe just to take one case, what they discuss is, let's say a person has a 2-liter bottle of soda. If someone drinks from it, now a vada man will not drink from the bottle, but let's say the baby's crying, and Isha has to drink something quickly, give her energy, and she drinks from this 2-liter bottle, when it's all a liter and a half. Is that nichel get of a shurish deal? Is that her leftover, and now he cannot take it anymore? So the Marakoyim, when he brings it down, it sounds like in Sefer to be Machmer. Hagam in Sefer Mashiach, I heard him say over, in Sefer discussing a small can. You want to have a big 2-liter? She drank from it. What, do you think it's hers? It's her leftovers now? It's everybody's. And if you want time, I said smoter. I see Menashe Klan, you want time, it's smoter. Tell Hashemi, the Bada Shulchan, he brings it down, and Meshmer Satira. So if she drank from it, it's a person's leftover. Now, the Maisa, practically, there is no nafkamino. Because even if she did drink from it, and even if it is her leftover, you won't drink from it, you put another cup. And putting inside another cup is the head of their mob brings down. Switching cases is no problem here. Therefore, the question, nice shiloh, practically the loch is, you put it inside another cup, the mice and smutter. When I can the sugi negate achilo, I think we went through the three alochas, try to cover all the parameters over here. And Beshem, tomorrow, we'll go through the sugi of achokas, negate the case of a mito, a case of a bed.